hey James, I know that Cam wasn't really happy, I guess, with the team's play and they're kind of beginning the game and getting in that situation with some of the turnovers. Just what are your overall thoughts on the beginning of the game and kind of being put into a situation where you have to make a desperate comeback at the end?
I actually thought, I didn't mind the first 10 minutes. They're a real good skating team. And we talked a lot about their speed and that they were going to be coming. And so I felt like the first 10 minutes we were, we were matching them. We were, I thought we got some pucks to the net. I didn't like the first goal where, we didn't get in a shot lane on a point shot, a simple wrist shot from the point, and we lost coverage down low, left the guy wide open in front of our goalie. So I really felt, a lot of the goals were self-induced. Obviously, they skate. They're a real good skating team. They put you under pressure. They play real aggressive. But just some of the, the two-on-one goal we gave up, we have a two-on-one. And we need our defenseman trying to join a two-on-one where he has no chance of having any effect on the play. And by doing that, you give up a two-on-one the other way. So just, I just thought we did some things that hurt us against a good team that can strike quick and capitalize the other way. I liked the effort to come back the last 10 minutes. I just thought we had a little more urgency and we got some pucks to the net and bodies to the net. We didn't do a good enough job throughout the game of that. And, I wouldn't say it certainly wasn't a 60-minute. We had some lulls. I didn't mind the first half of the first, and then second period we were pretty good for about 5-6 minutes, and then we, I didn't think we skated well enough for a while. We were watching them and just on the wrong side of the puck for quite a while.
Nolan got his first career goal, and you also had thoughts how he played his first career regular season game in the National Hockey League. Just your thoughts on those two defensemen?
I like both of them. I thought Val did a lot of good things. And, his compete is really good. He's he's got some good mobility. He can move a puck, but he's strong and will compete against anyone. Nolan got better as the game went on. I thought the second half of the game was much better. He maybe simplified things, and that's nice for him to get a goal.
Obviously a difficult second period there, but you had to probably be happy with the resolve that they showed trying to push back in the third. I guess, was there a message that you had in that second intermission to kind of keep the guys in the game, where a lot of teams you'd see maybe pack it in after going into the third down 4-1?
Just the only message was that there was a lot of hockey left. I touched on a few of the things, our willingness to get in front of the net, our willingness to block shots, which I didn't like in the second period. And so I thought we were better in those areas in the third period. I thought, by getting the one goal, I think that just gave us some spark, and we were able to, the power play, I think we had two or three on the power play tonight. So again, at the end of the night, they did come through for us. But I was happy with the effort, and we, we had a look. We were down a goal with a look, so you got a chance, and obviously from where we were, I like that, but overall, there's a lot of areas we need to be better in the game.
We talked before the game earlier this week just about, creating some offensive opportunities, getting some more shots on that. Do you guys feel you did enough of that tonight, or have you maybe passed up with some?
Not throughout the game, definitely not in, we showed some desperation last 8 minutes, but from start to finish, I don't think we won enough battles down low. They skate really well. They play real aggressive. I just thought at times we didn't fight hard enough. The first half of the game, I thought we got some pucks on the net, and their D had an easy time with them. It's a hard area, those dirty areas. If you want to score, if you want to get production, it's going to take some pain to get on the inside, and we got to learn to be better in those areas.
Play again, the same team again tomorrow. Just any tweaks or adjustments you think that are maybe going to be difference makers?
Like I said, I thought I could go through every goal, and I thought there was a lot of self-induced pain. With the delayed penalty, when two defensemen, even as tired as you are, you can go back and get the puck, and then we the play would be over, and we'd go on the penalty kill. We let them beat us to a puck there, and So I know we had tired bodies on the ice, and then you just hunker down in front of the net, and we didn't do that. We had guys skating to the outside and allowed a guy wide open in front. So I think we got to, you know, obviously we're going to look at the game, clean up our game, know that they're going to play with pressure, and so I think our puck management has to be better, and have to make some better decisions at key times in the game. So I think those are areas we got to clean up, and you know, we'll break the game down to see if there's some other areas we can find a way to maybe create some offense and come up with a good game plan for tomorrow.
Last question is just the New Jersey Devils sent down Ty Smith, who's one of their big defensemen that maybe is back in the lineup tonight, tomorrow night, I don't know, but does that factor in at all to your guys' game plan? Or, you know,
he's a good player. He's an elite player in our league. We expect him back in the lineup tomorrow, and it'll make it that much more of a challenge, but be a real good test for our team. You know, go into a team who's playing their home opener, a real good team that was ranked top 10 in Canada in the preseason polls. So that we'll see what we're made of. We'll see what kind of effort we're going to have when we show up there tomorrow. Thank you.